Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Here on KSJE, let's go to Lewis Campbell now, who is joining me remotely for our Monday reboot segment. That's when we get to talk technology, and there he is. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for being with us, and let's talk a little bit about what's been going on the last week or so. What have you noticed?
Well, the big news, I think, that's all over everything is classified U.S. documents that were leaked originally on Discord and now have been showing up on 4chan, Telegram, Twitter, and other places. That's been flooding the news. And, you know, who did this and why did they do this? And, you know, the nature of the documents is pretty interesting. They seem to be pretty in-depth classified documents, mostly about, you know, U.S. strategy in the Ukraine, but also some documents about U.S.-Chinese relations and things of that nature.
Yeah, and somewhat recent, right? I mean, these aren't things that have been out for a while, right? They were maybe from the month of March or something is what I heard, I believe.
No, they're not. And it looks as if, I mean, what a lot of the articles are saying, these are photographs of printed documents. They look at as if they've been, like, crumpled and uncrumpled. And so for those of you who ever worked in a secret or top secret, you know, clearance environment, somebody would have to be inside what's called a SCIF, sensitive compartmentalized information facility, which are these very secure rooms, to be able to print something like that off. So the speculation is that, you know, somebody that had a secret or top secret clearance somehow managed to sneak this stuff out of a SCIF. That would be really hard to do.
Right.
There's a lot of security there. And also they log everything that's printed. So I'm waiting there. I don't think whoever did this is going to be able to get away with being anonymous for too long. There's too much security around this. And whoever it is, they're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
But why somebody would do this, I don't know. But we've seen this in the past, right? And, of course, the U.S. government is scrambling. A lot of different security agencies are scrambling because, you know, people's identities could have been compromised. You know, how these things were achieved. There's a lot of foreign relations we have with our allies that have been severely affected by this. You know, not giving an opinion one way or the other as to whether or not this is good or not, but this is, you know, the kind of thing that happens when something like this happens. There's a lot of repercussions.
Right. That's very true. Well, we'll see what happens. But yeah. That did break just over the weekend, I think it was, as it was getting more and more information. And I'm sure we'll learn more about it in the days to come. What else are you paying attention to this week?
Well, going back to the ChatGPT stuff,
right?
One of the interesting things that's happening with ChatGPT and other AI platforms is people. So there's a gentleman named Brian Hood who was actually a whistleblower in an Australian National Reserve Bank issue. Somebody discovered that if you ask ChatGPT about him, ChatGPT actually says the exact opposite, that he was prosecuted, he was convicted for crimes related to the scandal. And so Brian Hood is now suing Microsoft and ChatGPT, claiming, you know, that it's lying about him, basically claiming defamation. And so everybody's looking at this because it looks like it may be a test of, you know, the legal system. How's the legal system going to deal with AI, right? This isn't the first time this has happened. There's other people who have had inaccurate information said about them from ChatGPT. So, you know, people are looking at this for two things, you know, the legal precedent, how this is going to work out, and why did ChatGPT do this in the first place? You know, literally lying about people.
Right.
So how did this happen? And Microsoft can't even answer that question right now. They don't, you know, ChatGPT takes information given to it and uses it to train itself. So the only thing that we can speculate is that enough people or somehow somebody fed misinformation into ChatGPT that it eventually, you know, integrated into its knowledge.
Right.
And that's a challenge for Microsoft, too, and for these other AI companies, is how are they going to build AI systems then that can discriminate between, you know, falsehood and reality and things of that nature. That's going to be a whole new level of artificial intelligence, if you think about it.
Right. I guess that would be my thought, too, is that this would tell the designers to maybe, you know, have some safeguards built in or something like that, if there's a way to do that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But how?
You right.
know, that's, well, that's the thing, is how.
Very true. All right. What else is going on? I'm afraid I'm coming with nothing today
to
ask you about, but hopefully you've got one more.
Basically, I get kind of along the lines of the last one. Another problem with ChatGPT that people are finding out is sometimes software engineers, you know, everybody's using ChatGPT now in the software industry to help them write code, right? They'll bring a piece of software programming to ChatGPT and say, hey, I've got a problem with this. Can you show me how to fix it? And ChatGPT will write a fix. It's one of the things people are doing. Well, the problem with that is now you've got software engineers that are working for companies that are taking the proprietary code of those companies and asking ChatGPT to help them fix that code. And the reason that's a problem, again, is because, as I mentioned before, ChatGPT uses what you give it to train itself.
Right.
So the minute they put that proprietary code in there, it becomes part of ChatGPT's database. And so they're basically violating, you know, their non-disclosure agreements and, you know, putting proprietary code in there. So Microsoft is now starting to put in little changes to try and block that. They actually did that for a while, and then the practice kind of waned off, so they took that off. But now it's happening again. They're thinking of putting those bans back on.
Interesting. We'll see what happens. Okay.
Yeah.
It's uncharted territory, I think, right? A lot of these things we're kind of learning as we go along, it seems to me.
Yep.
And these companies, too. All righty. Well, Lewis, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, everyone, and have a great week.
All right, you too. Thank you. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is with me here every Monday for our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.